It's 91 years since the guns fell silent in the First World War, and for tens of thousands of Australian soldiers it meant they could finally head home. But for about 150 diggers, peace was still a distant prospect. They'd signed on to serve as far away from Australia as they could get, in northern Russia. Australians' involvement in 1918 and 1919 during the Russian Civil War is little known, but one young Russian historian and writer is trying to change that, even setting up a memorial in the remotest of places for a digger who became a war hero. Moscow correspondent Scott Bevan reports from northern Russia.
In the city of Arkhangelsk, in a cemetery sprinkled with snow and flanked by apartment blocks, there's a section for soldiers killed during the Russian Civil War. Only the names on the couple of hundred tombstones and plaques in this section are not Russian. Names such as Tilly, Jones and Simpson. For this is a Commonwealth War cemetery.
I'm walking up to a low stone wall, and in this wall is a line of plaques. The one before me says Sergeant S.G. Pierce, VCMM, Royal Fusiliers, 29th of August, 1919. And Sergeant Pierce is a long way from home, for he was from Mildura, Victoria.
Samuel George Pierce was in England at the end of the First World War, having fought and won a military medal on the Western Front. In 1919, he enlisted in a British unit and became part of the North Russia Relief Force, a contingent designed to help with the withdrawal of Allied forces that had intervened a year earlier in the Russian Civil War. So for Samuel Pierce, his war continued in northern Russia. Not that the government or public back home was interested in Australians getting involved in this conflict. Peter Burness is a senior historian at the Australian War Memorial.
The 150 Australians or so went off to North Russia didn't even make the headlines. It was just such a sideshow.
As one called it, a pathetic sideshow. Why was it considered pathetic at the time?
It was one of those little things that occurred which really was for no other purpose than to get the British interest out of the northern part of Russia. So it was never going to achieve very much. It went off fine. But there was nothing going to emerge from this that was going to be positive. Russia was in turmoil and this wasn't going to stop that.
Peter Burness says these soldiers may not have been serving in Australian units, but they kept plenty of reminders of who they were and where they were from. They wore Australian uniforms, carried the national flag, and many brought with them a wealth of fighting experience. And some, including Sergeant Pierce, saw fierce action in northern Russia. On the 29th of August, 1919, during an attack on a Red Army position, Sergeant Pierce cut through barbed wire to let other troops through, then single-handedly took out an enemy gun blockhouse. Very soon after, he was killed by machine gun fire. Samuel Pierce was aged 22. He was posthumously awarded the Victoria Cross. The Australian War Memorial's Peter Burness again.
Generally, Sam Pierce is sort of regarded as the last Australian of the First World War to win the Victoria Cross, but it doesn't acknowledge the fact that he was in this strange little campaign of which Australians know very little.
Yet one writer and local historian from Arkhangelsk knows a lot about this campaign. Alexei Sukhanovsky studied old maps to work out the area where Sergeant Pierce fought, and he acts as a guide into the past.
Come here, here.
He took the ABC on a five-hour train journey south. Then we got off in the middle of a forest and hiked beside the tracks for a couple of kilometres before finally heading in among the trees. Nature and time have covered the scars of war in the forest, but the earth remains weltered and buckled even 90 years on.
This is trench.
Alexei Sukhanovsky likes to explore the old trench lines with a metal detector, digging up relics. But the greatest significance of this area, he says, is that it allows him to remember and to connect with those who fought and died here.
Sergeant Pierce,
I feel close to Sergeant Pierce because of his soldier spirit, Alexei Sukhanovsky says. He performed a heroic act for himself and for his comrades, and he set an example. Alexei Sukhanovsky and his friends have erected a memorial amid the trees. It consists of a cairn and three crosses. Russian icons are attached, and a portrait of Samuel Pierce rests at the base of one cross. Alexei Sukhanovsky hangs a rifle over the cross, then an Australian slouch hat. He stands back, salutes, then bows his head. To Alexei Sukhanovsky, the actions of Samuel Pierce and his countrymen almost a century ago still hold a great deal of significance today. This war is a small historical bridge between Australia and Russia, he says. This bridge may be tragic and bloody, but it connects people. And if it connects people, it can connect countries. So Samuel Pierce may have died on the other side of the world, and very few Australians may have known about his deeds, but Alexei Sukhanovsky is determined to ensure that at the going down of the sun and in the morning, Sergeant S.G. Pierce will be remembered. This is Scott Bevan in Northern Russia for PM.